Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. Thank you for the opportunity to be about your word. Thank you for the miracle of waking up. We give you praise in the name of Jesus, because you never leave us without an opportunity, a good reason to say thank you. And Lord, we are just grateful for this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the next few moments are moments of life, light, and lift. In Jesus' beautiful name, we pray. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. I want to, again, thank God for the opportunity to bring you His word. God's word serves as the foundation for everything. Everything good must be born of the word of God. And the margin of error in your life is a measure of how much understanding of the scriptures that you have. I have to say that again. The margin of error, how much you are in error, is actually a measure of how much understanding you have. So the more understanding you have of the scripture, the less error there exists in your life. If there is more understanding of the scriptures, there is less error. Scripture says, ye do err because you do not understand or know the scriptures. Because you have not been able to find Jesus in scripture, you have not been able to avoid error. Error in marriage, error in ministry, error in anything, error in your career is a function of your lack of understanding of the scripture. You will do better in life if you have more understanding. And one of the things that one of the legal tenders for understanding of scripture is meditation. It's on the strength of meditation that understanding is given to us. Generally, it's believed knowledge is progressive. Understanding itself is sort of progressive. You understand deeper a matter as you look closer at the matter. You will understand a matter deeper if you look closely at the matter. So, on matters of revelation, for example, revelation of scripture, prophetic revelations, it's important that you give it attention in meditation. Look closer at it. The more you look at it, because it carries the eternal nature of God, it will keep supplying you. It will keep supplying you. There is more in that scripture than just the 4 or 5 words or the one phrase that makes up the revelation. There is more to it. The more you give repeated attention to it, the more it supplies understanding to you. And listen to me. According to what Pharaoh said to Joseph in Genesis chapter 41, he says, I have heard concerning you that you have understanding. You have the interpretation of dreams to be able to understand it. That means, again, understanding or your interpretation of any matter is a measure of your understanding of that matter. Do you understand it? How you understand it is how you interpret it. How you understand it is how you interpret it. So, staying with scripture is an inevitable exercise, an inevitable price that we must pay. Again, I read Joshua chapter 1 and I find out that it's very true that except we obey instructions, our lives may not go in the direction of revelation. Except we are keen on obeying instructions, our lives may not travel in the direction that revelation prescribes. When revelation comes, it comes to tell you a destiny, a destination that God wants to take you to, an expectation that God has for you. It is in meditation that you and obeying instruction that you meet up that expectation. All right. So one of the things that I want to prescribe to you this morning is to pay repeated attention to revelation. Go over it again. Stay with it. There is more in that scripture than you have seen. Stay with it again. It will open up to you one day. There are scriptures you have been reading for 12 years, 13 years. Read it again. You will find out that there is more light in it than you have seen before. And that light is what will shift you. You know, it's what will lift you. We go up by revelation. I trust that blessed you. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.